wake up from the
nap.
Now,
what do you mean he takes care of dinner? What does that mean?
Like, he's in charge of dinner, you know? He pretty much, you know, he'll ask me, like, what I want, but he'll make sure, you know, the meat's defrosted, we have all the stuff. He's great with the barbecue, so we probably barbecue, like, 90% of the time. You know, I'll get up, we'll make some dinner, watch some shows, take a shower, watch some more shows, and go to bed. I'm an old lady. Oh, occasionally I'll go for a walk, an early evening walk with my husband or one of my girlfriends. And, that's my day.
Now, you're not describing your grandmother's day there. Yeah, that was, in fact, your day, right?
I'm just crocheting.
Yes. What time
What's
do you...
What's the problem?
Yeah, when do you fit in the...
So I'm very domestic.
When do you fit in the knitting?
Leave me alone.
Old.
Not old.
Old.
Dumb.
Sean, tell us about your day.
Oh, jeez.
When you're done with work.
What?
When you're done with work, tell us what your day's like.
There's really not much to tell.
Oh, really?
Strap in, San Diego.
No, I swear to God, there's not much to tell.
Okay. Go ahead.
I get home. I make something to eat. I do homework for the show the next day.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Because I know that there's got to be a process with you preparing food. First of all, do you prepare food... and touch food with your bare hands?
No.
Okay.
See?
You see, you notice how he conveniently just said, oh, yeah, I prepared dinner, and then I... Okay. So what do you put on your hands, Sean, to make dinner?
Well, most of the time, well, all of the time, I don't have time to make dinner.
Uh-huh.
So it's usually a Weight Watcher frozen thing or a... budget gourmet frozen thing.
Okay.
Put that in the microwave, heat it up, done.
Anything on your hands when you do that?
No. I mean, what do you mean?
Latex gloves?
No.
No?
No. Okay. It's a box.
Come on, he's not crazy.
It's a box, okay?
It's a box.
What if you're preparing food where you're not putting it in the microwave? What if you're preparing, for instance, chicken?
If I were to make chicken, I would prepare fresh chicken. It would not be frozen. I would purchase it from the store. I would bring it home, and I would make it that day. I would transfer it from the
packet. Why are you doing that?
Why are you anti-frozen chicken?
I don't like frozen chicken.
How come?
Most of all, I don't like the time it takes to deal with it, to defrost it. And
you know. Okay. All right. Okay. Makes sense.
I accept that.
So I'll get a pair of tongs, take the chicken out of the wrap, put it into a container, some kind of marinade over it.
Uh-huh.
Put it in the fridge, let it sit 20 minutes, an hour, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually take that and put it in something that I can put in the oven and bake.
And you do that with your bare hands?
No, I do not do that with my bare hands. I use tongs.
Okay. So you know, you
Sounds
are...
Sounds delicious.
You're always touching the chicken with the tongs.
Yes.
Do you ever have latex gloves on while you're handling these food products?
What is it?
I don't know. I'm just curious if you ever put on white latex gloves while you're handling some of these food
stuffs.
They're
not. Well, I mean, I don't even know where you would get white gloves. White latex gloves. They don't even sell that.
What kind do they sell?
Well, they're like off-white, and they're semi-transparent.
And those are the types that you put on your hands?
Those are the kind that I like. They use them in hospitals. I figure if you use them in a hospital... then they're good enough to use it in a home environment.
Uh-huh. And you use them in the home environment.
Yes, I do.
What are the things that you will use, not just cooking, but what are the things that you will use your gloves?
Wait, I thought we were talking
we
about
are.
People's days.
Yeah, we are. We are. We are. But is anybody else interested in what Sean uses latex gloves for?
I would assume everything.
Eddie?
I'm guessing cleaning, maybe when he hand, like, maybe, like, pet stuff. I don't know.
Sean?
I use them for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I use them for taking out the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Latex gloves?
To take out your garbage.
Yes.
Like, you don't like defrosting chicken, but you'll go put gloves on to take out the garbage?
Yes.
That's odd.
Hmm. Okay.
But what else? What else? Shauna, we're not here to make you feel weird or odd.
We aren't?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How many latex gloves do you think you go through in a month or a week or whatever you can
estimate? I go through a box of 200 about every month and a half.
Oh, wow.
7 days a week, taking out the garbage. Just a pair then. Starting a lawnmower, I'm sure you've probably
put. A couple pairs a day.
Hmm. I have a question.
Go ahead, Ashley.
Do you use, this might be stupid, but do you use latex gloves when you use the restroom?
Not anymore.
What?
You used to use latex gloves to go to the restroom?
I used to be worse, yes.
Okay.
I used to be worse, okay. But I'm not like that now.
Congratulations on making that step in the right direction.
Does it bother you that Ashley's congratulating you on making that step?
Yes, actually.
So you make dinner, and then what do? You do some homework for the show?
Say hi to my wife. And usually by that time I have to go to bed.
Do you usually kiss your wife goodnight?
Yeah.
Through plastic?
Oh, really? And he just goes to bed. Mm-hmm. There's no process to go to bed?
I change my clothes, I put on my pajamas, and I get up.
You don't take a shower?
What does it matter?
He asked you your routine.
Yes, I take a shower.
How many showers a day, approximately?
2.5.
And there's a half shower. There's a half shower. When does the half shower happen?
Usually right after lunch.
What's that?
That's where you just kind of freshen up in the restroom at work.
Oh. You don't have to laugh at him, Eddie. No, that's
Sean,
not
nice. Let me explain.
Okay.
I got a visual of somebody accidentally like opening the door and Sean forgetting to lock it. And
aww,
him in the bathroom.
Eddie, we're all friends here. Come on.
And his naked bottom is in the sink.
I know Sean puts his naked bottom in the sink.
That's awesome.
Sean, you have a house call. Sean,
don't take those
headphones off.
I'm sorry.
Don't you go away.
Sean. Aw, look at
don't
him.
Don't you go away, Sean.
He's going to go shower.
Half shower.
I mean it.
Time for the old half shower.
Poor guy.
What the hell? That guy's a freak.
Don't say that.
No, imagine you open the door. He's got a rubber ducky in the sink.
Give me a break.
Making bubbles.
So dumb.
He's got on a shower cap.
Oh, man. Guys are mean.
Oh, that's brutal.
Mikey Show.
Hey, this is Sheila Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
I got disconnected when I was calling earlier to talk about how y'all are picking on Sean way too much for having his germaphobe problem.
Now, see, Marianne,
and it's way off topic at this point.
Marianne,
mm-hmm.
I feel that that's really unfair of you.
Why is that?
Well, because I feel that what I'm doing is asking questions that I think a lot of people are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I am not picking on Sean. I am simply trying to understand Sean.
I don't know about that. It sounds like you're picking on him.
I'm telling you, I am fascinated with his routine.
Oh, you know, so am I, because I have the same routine, and my husband calls me a freak for doing the exact same thing.
What do you do that Sean does?
Well, I wash the tops of the soda cans. I wash those.
Okay.
And you have to wash out the sink.
Sky does that.
And mm-hmm. you also have to wash with soap your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher.
Yes.
Because the dishwasher sterilizes the dishes.
Yes.
Sky, you do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they invent those little sponge things that the handle fills up with soap, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I think my wife probably does that, right?
You can't rely on the handle filled with soap.
Right.
You need to rely on the hot water to sterilize it for you.
Well, no, that's what I mean. You do that prior to putting it in the dishwasher, is what I'm saying.
Well, see, because my husband always tells me, you just washed it. Isn't it washed enough?
I think the whole thing's weird.
And you know what? It's not washed enough. You have to wash everything. Mm-hmm. And you have to wash it again, and you have to check it. And I, if I was in somebody's house, like he's at your house, mm-hmm. checking the glasses, yeah, it's kind of weird. And I don't know if I'd be comfortable doing that. I would rather not have anything to drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or put my mouth on my jar, you know, and call it mine.
Right.
That way I knew that nobody had any germs on it.
Wow, sounds like your husband's right.
No, it doesn't at all. It does not.
All right.
Well, you know what? You guys are awesome, and I just had to put my two cents in for Sean because everybody seems to be ganging up on him.
All right, thanks.
Ganging up on him? I mean, he's just saying what the deal is.
I'm just asking questions. P1, did you?
Yes, Mikey. I just want to see if you guys have any more openings to come watch with you.
Eddie, what's the deal?
Yeah.
We do?
Sure.
Got to answer a trivia question, right?
All right.
How old are you?
I am 27.
Somebody else come up with a trivia question.
What's the name of my advice segment?
Tough Love with Eddie.
That is correct.
Awesome.
Hang on the line. You're going to get to watch Lord of the Rings.
Copy. Yeah.
Hang on. Hang on a minute. All right. Hang on, bro.
Real quick, can I say thank you to Beth? She came down. You guys know Beth from, you know, the Sunday night show. She came down, brought us a whole bunch of energy drinks to keep us going.
How are you?
Very cool.
Beth, come on in, because I'm really embarrassed about this.
What? You're not going to embarrass the whole show, Mikey, are
you? No. This is just going to embarrass me.
Okay, good. Uh-oh, what's up?
I did not know that we had a Sunday night show with somebody named Beth.
Aw. I've been here for a year or two.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, so you're a DJ at Rock 105?
I'm with Scott Riggs, yeah.
Really?
Sometimes you're on the board, sometimes answer phones, give away prizes.
Does he have you talk on the radio?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I feel so embarrassed that I don't know something like that. And I get, what time does the show come on?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Till 10 p.m. And then it's the metal show.
And it's on a Sunday night, generally about 8 o'clock. I'm usually getting ready to go to bed. But I still feel like I should know that.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what the process is to stay connected like that. You know, I don't get those little things that we read on the air, what are they called?
Liners.
You don't feel bad. I didn't know either. I mean, I know Beth. I met her a couple times, but I didn't even know she was on our station.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sky, if you're being honest, did you know?
Yes, but I had no clue, like, what she looked like, but I had heard a Beth girl on, you know,
mm-hmm.
on Sunday night. And
it's so strange.
Yeah, just met her, though.
We're on an island.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if we're on an island. The whole entire...
I'm sorry. I know this might sound bad. I'm not listening to the radio on Sunday night.
Yeah. Well...
No, I mean, sorry.
I'm not doing anything.
I'll be sure
and
tune in.
I mean, listen, I bet you the show's awesome.
Yeah.
I bet you the show's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys, what do you guys play?
We play all new music that's on major labels and indie labels. Like
really?
Maybe Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah, we break all the bands first, and then other stations pick them up from us. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, how old are you, Beth?
I'm 21. I just turned 21.
Is that right?
And you're going to school for communications, right?
Yeah, and I've been doing... Yeah, I'm actually going to school for graphic design, taking radio, but I've been doing radio for 5 years, so it's kind of like a hobby.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love it.
You've been doing radio 5 years?
Yeah, she has a great little voice.
Now, where'd you start?
92.1 and way up North County.
Really? And what were you doing?
I was a Go Loco intern for the local music show.
So uh-huh.
I know all about the local scene right now. And then I went to the sister station. And
the
now
thing that here's the thing that really surprises me about Beth.
What?
She is so sweet
very
and
nice.
Like, you know, you can tell she's very sweet and has sort of an innocence about her.
It's the sweater.
You know what I mean?
Like a grandma sweater.
You know what I mean? I mean, and you always sort of think of those shows as like, you know, the pierced, tattooed, that kind of deal going on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, I guess it's not. All right, I got to take some Tylenol because I started to get a headache.
Oh, no.
Beth, have you been listening to the show today?
I have, all day long. Between school and, yep.
That's awesome.
Been hearing about your daily routines.
Yeah, pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah. Also, real quick, I want to say a big thank you to P1, Chris, and Stephanie. They brought by a bunch of donuts, so we have so much.
More donuts?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, we have like yum yum donuts. We have Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh my god!
We got cookies and whatever. We got everything. But thank you, Chris and Stephanie. That's real sweet of you.
I'm gonna be a house by the time this is over.
Who's the fella?
That's my boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
He works for Chronic Energy Drinks.
Come over to the microphone.
Oh, Chronic.
He just had a BMX accident. That's why his face is.
Oh,
messed.
Holy
cow,
eyeball.
Dude! What really what gross. Happened to you?
Yeah, I was doing this trick called a fast plant. It's like you put it off of a quarter pipe, you put your foot onto a wall,
right,
upside down, and
look at his hand.
It was a slanted wall, so the higher up you go, the farther out you are.
Right.
And I went from real low on the wall, just a few test ones, and I went really high on the wall, and I didn't push in far enough, and I knocked myself out and ripped this tooth out.
No
and,
way.
That's
dislocated
crazy.
My shoulder.
Oh my gosh, he's got like scabs everywhere. His eyeballs all bright red.
It's so cool. He's a handsome kid. How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 20.
It's so cool talking to you because it's like I've been transformed back to 1976.
No, he totally is like a model, you know? Like you'd see him in a magazine. He's all tall and lanky and he's got like the 70s clothes on.
Yeah, well, he's got the 70s look. You know what I mean?
Oh no.
Take a look at the guy. Doesn't he look like he just stepped out in 1976?
Yeah.
Like he's like, dude.
Or the darkness.
He's like, dude, let's go see Cheap Trick and then go see Star Wars.
Woo! Going for the That 70s Show kind of.
Exactly.
Mike Kelso kind of look here.
Exactly. Nice. Well, that's cool.
I messed
you're
it up
like
with my
tasting
face.
Confused, bro. Nice work.
How did you guys meet?
MySpace. It's true. We're one of those stores. Just kidding.
Yeah, tell us how it happened.
Well, he messaged me on MySpace, and I said, he was looking for a church in San Diego, and I just happened to know of a good church down here by San Diego State, and I'm like, meet in a public parking lot at McDonald's. So.
Really?
So we met, and we talked, and.
You guys go to the same church? What church you guys go to?
Well, now we go to Seacoast in Encinitas. But,
sweet.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool church.
Church, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Go ahead, dude.
Well, what actually happened was...
Look, he's got the real story.
Oh, my.
Now we get
juicy.
The real story.
Hello.
I was surfing MySpace, and I found her, and she had all the shows on her MySpace, all the upcoming shows that I was interested in. And so I had her as a friend, and I kind of thought she was cute, and... I was looking for another church, because the church I was going to currently I wasn't too into. And so I saw her, she had some churches that she went to, and so I figured I'd just ask her, and maybe it would be kind of an in and some way to kind of start a conversation, and it worked.
Right.
And so, how long ago was that?
So he definitely did not, he wasn't a pervert, he wasn't doing any of that stuff.
He had the big curly hair, and I was a little scared of that, but I was like, oh, it's cute. He doesn't look, you know, he looks harmless.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been together now?
A year and a half.
Wow. Yeah.
Look at that.
A year and a half MySpace relationship.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I didn't know it's been around for a year and a half.
There you go.
Seriously.
All right. Well, Beth, thank you.
Yeah, you
what
guys
did,
are sweet.
Yeah, Beth, what did you bring by?
I brought energy drinks.
Chronic so energy nice. Drink. He works for the company.
That is so nice.
Pineapple. They're so
ooh.
Good.
That's cool.
Yep.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Good night. Have fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
We got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It is 8:38, and at 9 o'clock, we're going to go into another studio, another room.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch Lost. And we're going to make some comments about Lost.
Mm-hmm. And we know it's a rerun, everybody.
Yeah.
No need to call.
Man, I've been jonesing for that all show long.
This is going to be good, man.
Man, it's the first time that I've ever heard of that network television has simulcast on a radio station.
Yeah, it's cool.
A network TV show is going to be simulcast on a radio station, so you can watch it along with us.
Can Ashley not have a full-blown
she's so loud.
Conversation out there? No clue.
Ashley, we can hear you out there so loudly, Ashley. Okay. Sorry, fat ass. I didn't realize it was so loud. Sorry. Okay, two words for you.
Wait.
Sorry. All right? Anything else I can do for you? Great, not gonna. Anyway, P1 Snyder is on the line. Are you there, Snyder?
What's going on, Mikey?
What are you calling about?
Seeing if you guys are going to have anybody come watch Willy Wonka with you guys.
I don't know.
Now, are you the janitor from One Day at a Time?
That's a weird question.
Absolutely.
Actually, Eddie, that was Schneider.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. Snyder, we'll decide on it later.
All right.
Thank you. How old these people are. Why would he put up this call? Don't want to take it. Somebody else. This is P1 Detail.
Mikey.
What's going on, bro?
Paid all my guys to take day off and listen.
Aw.
Whoa.
And I got my best guy here, and I told him, no matter what, we're coming down to the studio tonight. We're going to be watching, I don't know how, but we're going to be watching your Lord of the Rings with you.
How's that?
Well, I figured anybody in the studio, since you guys put in such a nice, hard day's worth of work and allowed us to have our day off, we will be down there in the morning at 5 a.m. to do everyone who has a car. Sorry, Rob. Give them a nice little wash and a mini detail. Just prep it up for them.
Wow.
Really?
Come on down. Yeah. Hook my car up.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, my car is real dirty right now.
My car is filthy. I haven't washed it since I bought it.
That's nice.
All right.
Do it.
What time should I show up? And what, are you going to put me on hold or what?
How old are you?
27.
We're going to ask you a trivia question about the show.
I'll tell you the day it happened on.
He's awesome.
Wow.
This guy listens all the time.
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Detail, I would like you to tell me. Man, my brain's not working. Screw it. You're gonna come. You screw it. You're gonna come watch. Go ahead, Ashley.
What was the name of our dead fish?
The dead fish was not flounder. oh my God! Hold on.
Oh, detail. Oh.
No, detail. Oh. You can't. You can't ask.
Detail.
Yeah. Detail. You don't remember the name of our fish that died a few weeks ago?
Oh, my God.
Love chocolate.
Rob. What? Rob. Did you feed that fish chocolate?
What?
She did not love chocolate.
Detail, do you remember?
I swallowed it.
Do you remember?
I'll even give you the rhythm. Ba-ba-ba! That's like how we would say the name.
Yeah, the rhythm.
Ba-ba-ba!
Ba-ba-ba!
Listen, I just took a Sky and Ashley break. I have a brain fart.
I see.
Like, remember that's how we'd say the name? Does that help you at all?
Detail's in. Come on.
All right, Detail. Hang on, all right?
All right.
Nikita! Nikita!
Nikita! Nikita passed away.
Oh, I loved her.
And was eaten by a girl, tried to make a comeback.
Love chocolate.
So dumb.
I believe Take Five was his favorite candy bar.
Rob.
What?
Not Rob. Funny, dude.
Rob, did you feed that fish chocolate?
I don't know what you're talking about.
P1 Alley hanging out? Gonna watch a movie too?
Apparently.
She's been here since the girls panel.
Wow, that's awesome.
She's been here since the female panel. She's gonna do that. All right. You know what we should do? We should probably do. Do we have any replays, by the way, of stuff that's happened earlier on the show?
Yes.
What do we have?
Let me get out my paper. We have Elevated Dirtbag, the interview with Matthew Modine. We have Phil, oh no. We have The Apprentice, Challenges, Chase, and then John.
This stuff should be up for me, Ash.
We have, okay, I didn't know that.
Give me some of this stuff.
But I will now.
But whatever we do, it can't be longer than 18 minutes, 17 minutes.
Yeah, how long are some of these things, Ash?
Like, like the final with John is 14 minutes.
That
everything
one's
else?
Perfect.
Yeah, you want to do the John one?
Yeah.
Okay, I just got it. I'll load it. It'll take 2 seconds.
That's perfect.
So
this was John and his segment that he produced for the show today. John was one of the members of The Apprentice. He's going to come into the boardroom tomorrow morning along with Chase. And one of them is going to be hired to work for the radio station. And this morning produced a segment. What, Eddie?
It doesn't really make any sense to play that. I have a better suggestion.
Go ahead.
I think we should replay the Aaron Lewis interview. That was awesome.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, do you have it?
I just have, you know what I mean? I haven't, like, cut it down yet.
You don't have it in the system.
You don't have to cut it down.
Well, no, I haven't even dealt with, I haven't, I pulled it, but I haven't, like.
All right. So. What do we have that we can play? besides the Chase thing?
If you give me 1 second, I can have the Aaron Lewis thing ready. Like, if you give me, like, 1 minute.
All right, cool. We will, my dear. Mikey Show.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I was wondering if there's a chance in hell you guys are doing the, you guys are letting P1s come down to see Willy Wonka with them.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing Willy Wonka, too. And what we'll do is we're going to take a break between doing Lord of the Rings and Willy Wonka.
Okay.
And so we'll probably talk about it a little bit there, okay?
All right.
See how it goes with people coming in for Lord of the Rings first, all right?
All right.
All right, perfect.
Thank you.
Who are those people that just walked by? Any idea, Eddie?
No.
Are people walking by?
Yep.
Oh.
This is a mess back here, by the way.
Dude.
The studio.
This place is trash.
The studio is a disaster.
I told Colonels to get.
It's a disaster.
Awesome. Colonels, I told, get all the food that, you know, everybody's been brought down.
Right.
Bring it in the conference room so the P1s that are coming can eat it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Sorry about that, guys. Sorry to give you the yawn, man.
That's all right.
I'll make a comeback.
Don't start that.
I know. We got 15 minutes until Lost.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's perfect. This is 14 minutes.
Where is it, Ashley?
Dope.
So it is on your front page, and it's in hot pink.
Got it. All right. This was from earlier in the show. Aaron Lewis on with us.
Aaron Lewis is on the inside line.
Is that right?
Yep.
Are you telling me the truth, or are you lying to me?
I'm telling the truth.
Is this Aaron Lewis?
Hey, what's up?
She was telling the truth.
Nice. Wow.
She was not lying to me. Aaron Lewis is on the line. Aaron,
how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to have you here. And by the way, Stain's going to be at SOMA November 15th with POD and Taproot. Tickets on sale for that show right now. Are they on sale now? There you go. They're on sale now. Aaron, I'm a big fan. And I have to say that, and a lot of people have thought that this is sacrilege. You may even think that this is sacrilege, but I actually enjoy your version of Black better than the Pearl Jam version of. I know it makes Eddie crazy.
I do.
I like it more.
Well, I don't really know what to say about that.
Mm.
I think that one guy wrote it, and one guy tried to imitate it.
I mean, you did a great job, man. You really sing that good.
Well, thank you.
What was it about the song that drew you to it?
Well, back when, you know, Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots and Nirvana came out, it was what drew me to those bands was the fact that they were singing in a male register.
Right.
You know, all the bands from the 80s were all trying to sing like chicks.
Right.
And you know, those bands came along and they were singing normal, and that was initially what drew them to me.
Aaron, when you were growing up, were you in high school and stuff like that? Were you doing choir stuff and stuff like that? I mean, were you singing from the time you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of came up
my,
with it?
My dad had band practice a few nights a week at the house, and my dad always played out solo acoustically a few times a week, and you know, there's pictures of me like 3 years old with a maraca in one hand and the microphone in the other hand with my dad's band playing behind me. And you know, all through high school I was in, you know, chorus and stuff like that because I was not cool.
Mm.
Aaron Lewis is on the line with us. Aaron Lewis from the band Stained. And Aaron, I give up quite a bit of my personal life on the air. I talk about how I went through recovery. And I am a recovering alcoholic. Talk about that on the air. And I kind of share a lot of my personal life with my listeners. And because of that, I think that my listeners and I have developed a kind of a strong relationship. Do you find that that with your music, because so much of your music is so personal. As a matter of fact, I remember right before I went into treatment, there was a song that I played of yours that just spoke so much to me, man. And I remember every time I would hear it, and I was listening to it on my way to the desert to go into treatment, Epiphany, and just how much that song spoke to me. You give so much of yourself, your personal life, if those lyrics are about your personal life, unless you're writing about something that isn't. But if they are about your personal life, how do you find a comfort level to be able to do that?
You know, I do it without realizing that I'm doing it. I tend to just, you know, vomit lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I try not to figure out what the lyrics are until after it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times I still don't figure out what they are. And you know, what I was trying to say, or you know, sometimes, you know, I might think that I'm singing, that I'm talking about somebody else, but when I go back and read it, it totally pertains to me as well. And you know, it's a relatively odd process.
I remember It's Been a While from Staying. The first time I heard it, going, I loved that song immediately upon the first time hearing it, which is kind of hard to do sometimes with music. You got to hear it a few times and you kind of get used to it. And after you get used to it a little bit, you like it a little bit more. I instantly liked It's Been a While. What were songs like that growing up for you that you remember maybe even exactly where you were the first time you heard blank?
You know, I had to be like 6 or maybe 7 when do you remember way back when they had the Kiss Alive 2 show on television?
Yep.
I don't know whether it was on HBO, like, or I don't remember what it was, but I remember seeing that and being, you know, quite taken aback by the level of rock and roll that was, considering that, you know, what I had heard in my house growing up was, you know, Gordon Lightfoot and Kenny Rankin and Crosby, Stills and Nash and,
right,
you know, stuff like that. To hear and see the spectacle that was that show, I remember that was quite eye-opening for me.
Aaron Lewis is staying on the line with us. Aaron, if you could change one thing about the music industry, what would it be?
The music industry.
Huh. What's wrong with it?
It needs a royal douching. Everything is wrong with it. You know, it's fortunately, it gives people like myself the opportunity to do what we're doing, but it takes such advantage of the fact that you know, we would all sell our souls to do what we do,
right?
And they get away with some pretty amazing things, you know. The whole concept of a record deal is worse than any loan shark you could find in any Italian neighborhood in any big city in the country. I mean, the interest that we pay them back for the money that's supposedly getting given to us is just ridiculous.
Just on a personality level, Aaron, how different do you think Aaron Lewis is from other frontmen that you've met?
You know, I don't know. All I've ever tried to do is remain Aaron Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not
the reason. Now, I have a reason for asking that, and it's
I've never tried to be anything other than myself.
I know a guy. I know the guys in a band that's not around anymore, but a band called Systematic.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, the lead singer of the band, he said he was really impressed just by, you had a thing, man, where there was not going to be disrespecting women backstage. There wasn't going to be certain stuff that was going to go down and have it be okay with you. And he really respected that about you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I think that at one point during being out on tour with those guys, I think I ended up saying something to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
We know who it was.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
I'm not just saying that to protect, you know, the names and faces. I don't remember. I don't remember whether it was one of the band members or whether it was one of their crew. But, you know, I was just seeing things that I didn't like.
Right.
On a nightly basis, like, you know, girls that looked more terrified than anything else, being led down hallways by the hand and off into rooms with closed doors. And
right.
Yeah, I just...
Hey, man, listen, I think that is so beyond stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's so awesome, dude.
Girls get mad at me nightly for not signing their chest. And I just, you know, even after I explain it to them, a lot of times they still... have a problem with it, and I just never really quite understood that.
What are some of the bands that you really enjoyed touring with?
You know, I've really enjoyed touring with pretty much every band we've ever been lucky enough to go out with.
Yeah.
Really? You've never had a problem with a band?
No.
Well, that's pretty rare.
No, you know, I really, is we've been really lucky in that, where you know, pretty much every band we've ever gone out with, we've fully gotten along with and hung out with backstage, and you know, we've been very lucky in that respect.
Hey, Aaron,
but,
lots
you know,
of
we're not all that difficult to get along with either. So
lots of phone calls coming in. Can we take a couple of phone calls with you?
Sure.
P1, Chris, you there? Chris, are you on the line?
Nope.
I guess not. Hey, we had to give, we gave you credit for this the last time we spoke with you too, Aaron, is that Aaron used to know a guy that worked for, God dang it, my mind just went blank. What's the record company? You guys are Elektra, right?
Oh, we were. Now we're Atlantic.
When you were Elektra, you were very famous for coining, Gabe, for a friend of ours, Gabe.
Yeah, I haven't seen Gabe in a while.
That's right. P1 Jason, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Aaron, and, you know, his CDs in the past were, you know, kind of a lot of anger, and, you know, I was going through a lot of stuff, and I just wanted to say that his most recent CD shows him, like, growing, and, you know, me and I've been married 2 years, and it's just, you know, really neat to see how he's molded and grown as a person through his music. And I just want to say his music's awesome, and the most recent CD is just unbelievable.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you very much, man.
No problem. Thanks.
Cool. Aaron, what do you think is the biggest change in you personally between the first record and now?
Two amazing little girls.
Mm-hmm.
And a wife that just couldn't be any better.
And I understand, man, having kids, I don't have kids, but I understand that when you do, it really changes you as a person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it just changes how you look at life in general. You know, for me, it answered all those stereotypical questions of, you know, what am I doing here? What is the point of life? What is, you know, what am I doing here, really?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had kids, and they very quickly showed me what I'm doing here.
Yep.
And my whole point of being here. And you know, I know that my one true responsibility is to, you know, assure that both of my daughters, you know, are well-rounded individuals that are ready and prepared to go off into this world on their own when the time comes.